Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Soy Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhook. What's happening here? Mississippi River, once again, we're seeing some low levels this season. I guess just talk us through the situation.
Yeah, it's obviously a movie sequel that we did not want to have to watch this year. You know, we had historically low water levels in 2022, which had a real detrimental impact on barge transportation at a very key time of the year, which is our harvest season and our key export season for soybeans. And unfortunately, we're witnessing that again this year as we enter into this really critical time of the year with harvest coming online, with our main export time horizon. 80% of soybean exports occur between the months of September and February. We really do need our supply chain to be operating on all cylinders. And unfortunately, the Mississippi River, which is a really key link in our supply chain, is experiencing low water conditions. Once again, when you look at water levels at various spots along the river, they are actually lower this time of the year versus the same period last year. So it obviously is a real cause for concern. And, when you look at not a very favorable forecast in terms of precipitation for the whole Mississippi River watershed, it really suggests that, you know, barge transportation is going to encounter a lot of challenges this year.
And what does that mean for producers then?
Well, you know, one of the things that we saw last year and we unfortunately anticipate this year is that it's going to continue to exert upward pressure on barge freight rates. We're already seeing that right now with, you know, rates out of St. Louis 42% higher than the same period last year, rates out of Memphis, Tennessee 81% higher than the same period last year. And one of the things that we are constantly reminded of is you can have a transportation challenge, and in this case, barge efficiency. Those costs are disproportionately passed on to farmers in the form of a lower price that's offered at point of sale or a more negative basis. So you've got this big macro issue, the Mississippi River and its low water conditions, but it can have a very specific, localized impact on an individual farmer's wallet. So it clearly is a real big deal, and it's something that really concerns us when it comes to farmer profitability.
So now that this is an issue we're seeing for a second time, what are some of the solutions to that? Do things get put on more trucks? How do we mitigate the problem? What has to happen to bring this back to, you know, not costing the producer so much?
Yeah, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do about what Mother Nature decides to do, but there is a whole lot you can do about how do you position yourself to be more resilient when you've got these kind of events, you know, like these weather-induced events, like what's happening right now in the river. You know, one of the cardinal rules when it comes to supply chains is don't put all of your eggs in one basket. And so the more that you can have, you know, farmers, you know, enjoy an option B, an option C, an option D, you know, the river, you know, historically year in and year out is such a powerful way, efficient way of moving, you know, heavy volume products like soybeans, like grain, long distances in an economical manner. It always will be an integral part of our success as an industry. But the more you can continue to diversify your supply chain, whether it's rail, whether it's, you know, things like the Atlantic coast, whether it's the Great Lakes, whether it's the Texas Gulf, you know, the more you can diversify local markets like livestock, those kind of things, the more you can diversify your supply chain, your marketing options, the better positioned you are. So that's something we're just going to continue to do. It's always a good day to do that. But it's particularly a good day to do that when you've got some of these challenges like we're experiencing on the Mississippi River.
So any other things that folks should be keeping an eye on here as we approach fall and harvest season? What are some of the big things that they should be thinking about here? Not maybe just necessarily with this issue, but just in general.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, we are experiencing some, you know, a bit of sluggish exports right now. It's, you know, modestly with soybeans, but particularly with corn. So what that means is, you know, we do have some challenges on the inland waterway system, but there is some capacity within these other modes, like with rail, to be able to handle some of these commodities because our export demand has been a bit sluggish. We have some challenges with the strength of the U.S. dollar, which means our exports are more expensive. The Brazilian harvest, they continue to dramatically expand their production of soybeans, but, you know, particularly of corn, which is creating more competitive pressure for both of those commodities. So there have been some challenges when it comes to our exports, which then, again, that's something that we would not welcome at all. But one of the ancillary effects of that is it does result in our supply chain actually having some additional capacity, so that if there does need to be some diversion from the river onto other alternative modes like rail, we are in a position to handle that.
All right. Anything else we should touch on before we let you go?
Well, I think that covers it.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Mike Steenhoek, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.